ותעשר דבורה וברק בן אבי נועם ביום ההוא לאמור בפרוע פרעות בישראל בהתנדב עם ברכו אדוני שמעו מלאכים האזינו רוזנים אנוכי לאדוני אנוכי אשירה אזמר לאדוני אלוהי ישראל Adonai.
Hello everyone, davening with the Haftorah of Parshat Bishalach, dedicated to the memory of Lucy Maya and Rina D, Zichronam Livracha, to all our soldiers fighting in the field, to the many captives in captivity, and of course to all those that are wounded. Hopefully we'll have a speedy recovery sooner than later. So this week, known as Shabbat Shira, we read the beautiful song that Moshe sang on the banks of the Sea of Reeds. And in the Haftorah we read the beautiful song that Devorah sang after she prevailed over her enemies together with Barak. Within that song, there is a pasuk that says, Yivchar Elohim Chadashim. They chose different gods. Simple meaning, they chose different gods. And indeed, because of that, the war came. They did Avodah Zarah, and because of that, they were punished. Comes along the Yalkut Shimoni and the Avot of Rabbi Natan, and they both say that there's an additional level of interpretation, and that is that when there's a base medrash that has proper novel chidushim, when there's a study hall that doesn't just go ahead and chew its cud, say the same things again and again and again, but rather, from time to time, goes ahead and brings novel interpretations that were not ever heard, God says, wow, it's like new God. I said one thing and you're continuing it and saying something new. And God sees that favorably, and indeed because of that will prevail in war. I believe that upon the spiritual leadership of the Jewish people, there is a task that in my opinion, we can live up to or we can just disregard. And that task is, are we going to be able in this new reality of war to come up with new, novel ways to serve God? Or are we just going to say, you have to continue the way it is, and if there's a pikuach nefesh, you violate Shabbos, and if you have to, you do this. This war is not a short war. It's going on for months. What exactly are you supposed to tell a soldier or a policeman that Shabbos after Shabbos cannot sit home for 25 hours because they're on duty? We're just going to tell them, well, you're supposed to keep Shabbos, but you know, if you have to, you have to. Or do you tell them, when you're going out there on a Shabbos and doing things you usually are not used to, you're fulfilling mitzvot you've never fulfilled before. Like, v'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha, love your fellow Jew like you love yourself, putting your life on your line for your fellow Jew. Going ahead and fighting the wars, which is a mitzvah in this situation. I believe that during war, if we want to give encouragement to our soldiers, we have to come up with new ways to serve God within the framework of halacha. And if we do, God willing, we'll prevail.